Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Email drivetime@rte.ie.
Now, I wonder, do you know how to boil an egg? Well, a new survey has revealed that one in four adults in the UK have never boiled an egg and don't know how. Many people say they lack even the most basic skills in the kitchen. This study says that they're relying on their microwave for meals. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by the Vice President of the Association of Teachers of Home Economics, Helen Allen, who teaches in St. Angela's College in Cork City. And Helen, you're very welcome to the programme. Are you surprised one in four people can't boil an egg?
Hi Sarah, thanks for having me on. I'm speaking for the home ec teachers across the country, and we would hope that our students could boil an egg, but it's not something that surprises us really. Skill levels from students vary from year to year. Some students would have a very solid foundation and skills that they've picked up at home. Other students will have never experienced how to cook at all, and their first time is when they come into the home economics kitchen. And sadly, over the last number of years, we have seen an over-reliance on convenience foods. And it could be just because both parents are working outside of home. We all lead very busy lifestyle and we just have lack time to prepare healthy, nutritious meals. Mm. But over-reliance on convenience foods, It can be bad for your health if you eat them every day, and it's not great for the pocket either. And this is where home economics becomes into its own, really, because we are the only subject that teaches these practical, transferable life skills.
I'm going to put up my hand and say I don't know how to boil an egg. Like, you know, to get the perfect boiled egg is actually really tricky, you know, isn't it?
What part of switching on the gas is the difficult part?
No, but I mean, you know, to get it exactly the softness or the hardness that you want is quite tricky. I have this cool little sort of thing that you put into the water with it, and it goes red and shows you when the egg is so that I find that. But if I had to try and boil an egg without that and try and get the right softness, I like, do you put in cold water? Do you put in hot water? When do you start counting? Is it when it starts to boil, or is it when you turn it on?
So it's all about personal preference and the size of the egg. So basically, my preference is that I boil the water. And the reason I boil the water before I put the egg into it is you should take your egg out 5 or 10 minutes before you cook it. Because if you don't, well, as soon as that egg hitting the water, the change in contrast and temperature, your egg yolk or your eggshell is going to crack. So I would always put my water on to boil. And if it was a medium egg, I would time 3 minutes for a soft boiled egg from when the water comes to boil. And for a large egg, 4 to 5 minutes.
This is like skills that we need.
She's wrong. She's definitely wrong there, Sarah.
Helen, that's amazing.
No, it can't be 3 minutes, is it? It's 4 minutes, isn't it?
Just for a soft boiled egg. It's a medium egg. If it's a large egg, 4 to 5 minutes.
It would want to be fairly medium at that, wouldn't it? Well, could you not just whack it into a cup and then put a hole in the yolk and put it into the microwave?
Because of the water contraction, you're going to get an explosion in your microwave. You can, but you'll be cleaning your microwave after it.
Oh no, put a little saucer on top. I've done this before and I've had the explosion in the microwave. You're dead right. But I mean, it does work as well. But I suppose we're talking about the art of boiling an egg. Why does it crack, did you say?
I poach my eggs in a microwave.
Yeah.
I poach my eggs in a microwave, put it into a cup, about a third of the cup, fill it with water, crack your egg in, put a plate on and into the microwave for about a minute, like minute 15, and your egg will come out perfectly poached.
Okay, you scoop it out of the water, is that it?
Scoop it out of the water with a spoon and onto your plate.
Okay, so there are times then for when you should use a microwave. But I suppose the question then is, if we move on from just the boiling of the egg specifically, life skills when it comes to cooking and, you know, basic life skills. And your sense is that maybe less and less people have them, Helen. What are people taught in school? Do you think home economics should be mandatory?
Oh, well, we would always call for home economics to be mandatory. Now, mandatory, we're slightly biased, obviously, because it's our bread and butter, pardon the pun. But it does teach you basic life skills. Like if I look at my own first year class, we would pick a couple, like maybe 10, 15 dishes that they should be able to cook by the end of the year. And one of my favourite things to teach a student is how to make a basic tomato sauce. Because you can use it in spaghetti bolognese, you can use it in lasagna, you can add it as a base for your beef and chicken casserole, add a bit of chili to it and you've made a chili con carne, take your rice away, you can put it into a wrap and make a burrito, get a bit of green salad and you can make a burrito bowl with some guacamole and salsa. tin, you can also take out the chili, put in some chicken, a bit of mascarpone cheese, and you've got a pasta bake. So it's a really versatile dish.
So that sounds, it's very complicated though.
It's not going to take you long.
No, it sounds very complicated. Can I ask you though?
It's not complicated at all.
I don't know. Hang on. I don't know. You seem very young to me. I've never seen you, Helen, but you sound very young, you should say. Do you think though, if you can answer this question.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, sure, very much so. But do you think people are getting more clueless as time goes on in terms of cooking?
I think, look, there's less time at home probably. And like I find myself, even when I come in from work, I have less time. So I tend to do a lot of batch cooking at the weekend. But yeah, there is less time for people to teach their kids these skills at home. But then that's why home ec maybe should be mandatory in every school, because we're catching them from first year. You teach them basic skills. You can develop these skills and go for more complex dishes as you go further on a line up as far as leaving cert. And then hopefully they'll have a love of food when they leave our classroom. They'll know where their food is coming from, and they can make healthy, nutritious meals for them when they head off to college and start their own family.
So you have some really good advice there, right? The tomato sauce sounds amazing, like as in terms of the amount of different things you can do with it. And I know it's not difficult to cook tomato sauce. I can actually do that without the aid of anything really. Is there anything else, if people really wanted, Helen, to be prepared for life as a basic sort of cooking skill that you need?
Basic chopping, we always teach basic chopping skills, washing, peeling, dicing of vegetables. And then if you can nail those, like the soup, the one dish I'd always teach my students as well is soup. Because even if your chopping skills, ideally you want them in a uniform size so that they cook evenly. But even if your chopping skills aren't that developed and they're all different sizes on the pot, if you turn the hob down to a low temperature and let it simmer, you're going to develop the flavour for your soup anyway. And it doesn't require an awful lot of equipment either. And it's a very basic, nutritious, cost-effective snack or meal that you can have for at any stage, any time of the year as well.
And can you get sort of tutorials for people who've already left school then and don't have the benefit of yourself and your colleagues' wonderful tuition? Is there tutorials that you can get online?
Yeah, like so we would always use YouTube video clips and TikTok clips to supplement our teaching. I was talking about it at home there last night, and we were saying that like there's an awful lot of nighttime cookery courses run by the ETBs in the country, by secondary school teachers. An awful lot of home economics teachers teach on those. And I think really people often have mental blocks when they go into the kitchen. It should be an enjoyable process. Go
mental
in,
blocks
trial
on purpose.
And error.
No, I love cooking. If you could just leave me there, Helen Allen, thank you so much. That's some brilliant skills and tips that you've given us. Really interested to hear from listeners on this. What are the things that you couldn't do without in the kitchen? You can text us to 51551. That's Helen Allen, Vice President of the Association of Teachers of Home Economics.